Good evening, listeners. Today we're going to talk about socialism, specifically what makes somebody more likely to be for or against socialism. We have a couple of interviews today, and I'm curious to see whether somebody with a more privileged background growing up is more keen to accepting the idea of socialism, or whether somebody with a background that was less privileged growing up is more keen to accepting the idea of socialism. Our first guest is Shayla, and we're just going to get started, jump right into it. Shayla, I'm going to go ahead and give them a little bit of introduction to you. Shayla grew up with, more of a lower class background. Shayla, I guess the first thing I'd ask you is, do you think that generally socialism has more of a positive or a negative connotation in the States?
I think it's regional.
And why do you think it's regional?
I would think that when you're exposed to more, like you are in a larger city, you're exposed to more culture, mm-hmm. and you're more open-minded to potential outside possibilities than what the status quo is. So if you, that's a broad generalization, but I don't know. I mean, you can kind of tell in larger cities, it's more, people are more, you know, comfortable with, I don't know, various kinds of gender identities, and, there's just... I've observed when I lived in Seattle that people are just more open-minded to different kinds of things. So maybe if you are in a smaller, more rural town, you're just less open to change and to differences, and you're more, I don't know, if you're, again, it's generalizing, but if you're raised on, like, old-school traditions and values, then that standard tends to be, like let's stick with what we know, and socialism isn't what our country was, like, founded on.
Do you think the reason it's more prevalent in regional areas like larger cities is because people are more exposed to other people suffering?
I really just think being around a lot of different types of people, not just people in poverty, but just being around a lot of different types of people in general makes people more open-minded. And it also does make you more aware of things that exist outside of whatever little... globe or whatever little dome that you've been living in, like, you have a better idea just that, there are people with a lot of different kinds of lives. So even if you grew up maybe with money and you didn't have to worry about certain things, like things that could be socialized that could benefit from it, maybe like healthcare and stuff like that, you're more aware of people who have different circumstances as opposed to just assuming if it's not my problem, I don't understand why it would be anybody's problem. I think they're exposed to people from different walks of life, and it kind of forces you to be aware of different types of needs and things that other people would have, and to think outside of yourself and what you are used to, and to realize that, like, even if something isn't your problem, it doesn't mean it's not a problem.
Shayla, why do you think it is that socialism is becoming more popular right now, and people are beginning to think of it in more of a positive connotation in the States?
Healthcare stuff just seems to continue to get more and more messed up, and people are becoming aware of it. Both of the things that happened, that EpiPen thing and the other major pharmaceutical company that provided a life-saving drug that increased their costs by, like, over 100%. I think maybe people seeing stuff like that and, like, then looking at, like, Denmark and going, well, Denmark has the happiest people on earth and they have a socialist system and it seems to be working just fine for them. Like, why do we have something that's super toxic and poisonous, and is something else an option?
Our next guest is Mr. St. John Robinson. He grew up with more of a middle-class background, grew up in a small town, lived in the same house his entire life, and only had a few neighbors. Here we go. And what exactly does socialism mean to you?
Socialism to me is the redistribution of wealth.
Do you feel that that benefits society as a whole?
I do not.
Why don't you feel that it benefits society as a whole?
I feel like it gives people no room for improvement.
And do you feel that the word socialism or the concept of socialism has generally a negative connotation or a positive connotation?
I think it depends on who you're talking to. I think that socialism has a negative connotation to it.
Do you feel like you personally have an obligation to look out for other people?
I do not, unless they are my family.
Do you feel that society as a whole has an obligation to look out for other societal members?
Only to a certain extent. I think that society or the government has an obligation to keep things from running into the ground, but I believe that people get in a comfort zone and take it as a handout versus a hand up.
Do you think there's any positive parts or concepts of socialism?
No.
All right, guys, you heard it. Mr. Robinson, not a big fan of socialism. And I have to say that I think my views have changed a bit, before the interviews. It seems that whether a person is more willing to accept or decline socialism doesn't have anything to do necessarily with their social class or how rich or poor they grew up, but more so where and what region they grew up. It seems that people from larger areas and regions have more exposure to different viewpoints and are therefore more willing to accept progressive ideas like socialism. It also seems that, you know, maybe one of the reasons socialism is gaining more popularity now is because we're more connected as a whole, as a society. You know, social media and the internet has given us an opportunity to see where all these faults lie in capitalism. And so we're really challenging it now. Hopefully we've learned something and maybe we can see that socialism really isn't that bad. Thank you.